The value of a personal note. Yesterday, I had an unusual experience. Yet it started out as nothing particularly special. I stopped by my mailbox to pick up any mail that I might have. In the mailbox was an envelope, not surprisingly addressed to me. All normal so far. But then I opened it and started to read the one pager that was inside. The first thing that was unusual was that the top half of the one pager was a quote from Henry David Thoreau. It is something to be able to paint a particular picture or to carve a statue, and so to make a few objects beautiful. But it is far more glorious to carve and paint the very atmosphere and medium through which we look, to affect the quality of the day. That is the highest of arts, unquote. The bottom half of the one-pager was addressed to me, and it was just three sentences long. It said, "Neil, Thoreau was right. Improving others' day is the highest of arts, and you always bring this to the table. You always improve the quality of my day, and I'm sure this is true for many others as well. Thank you for doing so." The note was signed by a friend of mine, Jim. I've changed his name to protect his privacy. Holy cow, when I read this, I was flummoxed. I was breathless. My mouth was wide open. I have no idea what sparked Jim to write such a note and send it to me. Jim is a good friend, but I have not seen or talked to him in months. I have exchanged a couple of emails with him during those months, but not about anything personal. Why, I'm wondering, would someone sit down, take the time to write such a thoughtful, considerate, kind, generous, complimentary and loving piece of work, and then take the time to address an envelope, put a stamp on it, and get to the local post office for mailing? Frankly, I'm having a difficult time thinking about whether I have ever, in almost seven decades, received such a note. I can't remember ever getting one. Jim's words are so touching. They make me feel so warm inside, so good, so valued, so seen. I'm so thankful and grateful that he feels this way about my presence in his life. It is very humbling to receive something like this. As I've reflected on this note, I am so impressed that Jim would take the time to bring together his thoughts, to share his feelings, and to transmit them to me. What this says about Jim is the real story of this note, as far as I'm concerned. For a person to collect their thoughts and observations about another human being is one thing. To do that and be able to articulate it and be willing to write it down on paper is another thing. And finally, to be willing to share your thoughts with the other human being by mailing it snail mail is still a step beyond. What a gift to the rest of us to have such a friend like Jim. We need more Jims. Or to state it another way, we need to act more like Jim. His note has inspired me to write a similarly short but very personal note to others. Notes that let the other person know what they mean to me, how their presence in my life has been a blessing, how the world is a better place in part because of them. With so many of my peers passing, with so many taking their last breaths, it raises the question of why should we wait for the celebration of life event to say what we feel they meant to us? Why don't we tell them while they're still living what they mean to each one of us? I have made a pledge to myself to start writing notes to friends, telling them what they mean to me and others. Thank you, Jim, for showing me the way, the value of a personal note, and thank you for being such a good friend.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit neilstrips.com. That's neilstrips.com. Like the podcast? Help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.